From Tidbits on August 20th, 2012, this is TweetDeck 1.5.3 Becomes Usable, written by Adam C. Angst. Since its inception, I've used the multi-column Twitter client TweetDeck on my Mac. Single-column Twitter clients just don't show enough information at once for the way I like to use Twitter, which is to glance at it every now and then to see if there's anything interesting happening, after which I go back to ignoring it for long stretches. Because, hey, I have work to do! But before being purchased by Twitter in May 2011, TweetDeck was written in Adobe Air, which resulted in it being a pretty mediocre Mac app. Eventually, Twitter rewrote TweetDeck as a true Mac application, polishing the interface while retaining the multi-column approach that differentiated it from other popular Twitter clients. While calling out the native TweetDeck's limitations, Mark Anbinder said generally positive things about the application in New TweetDeck for Mac, A Breath of Fresh Air, back in December. But I have to admit, I could never come to terms with some of those limitations. In particular, the native TweetDeck's columns were wider than I liked, forcing me to scroll right and left to see the 7 columns I have defined. And worse, since I dip into Twitter relatively infrequently, there was no easy way to see an entire conversation, making it annoying to figure out what friends were talking about several tweets into a back and forth. In the recently released TweetDeck 1.5.3, though, those two annoyances fall by the wayside. A new use narrow columns in TweetDeck's general settings fits more columns in the same space, cutting down on the horizontal scrolling that was necessary before. A new columns button slash menu with left and right arrows makes it easier to scroll if necessary, as does support for swiping left and right. And a small dialog balloon button displays tweets in a conversation, with the conversation replacing the contents of that column temporarily. Another welcome change is the new Actions menu, the ellipsis, which provides quick access to a number of useful commands, as you can see in the screenshot. The one I use most is Report for Spam, since I'm constantly receiving URL-only tweets advertising free iPads from spammers. Other features that you might find useful, but which aren't necessarily new, include filters that let you ignore matched tweets from loquacious friends, scheduling for businesses that want to queue up multiple tweets, and support for multiple Twitter and Facebook accounts. Columns are extremely flexible and can contain a timeline, interactions, mentions, searches, lists, direct messages, trending topics, favorites, and more. TweetDeck still isn't perfect, but this and previous updates have resolved most of my issues with the initial release, making it a more usable Twitter client than it was during its Adobe Air days. It's free, and it's available only in the Mac App Store. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, Crash Plan, Smile, Intego, Notebook Productions, Global Delight, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tibbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening. Give TweetDeck a try if you think you might like it.